as we come to Psalm 46, verse 11, it then reads, Arafu Uda'u ki anochi Elohim, Arum Bagoyim, Arum Ba'aras. Decease and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted upon the earth. Notice we begin with Arfu Uda'u. Arfu would be translated desist or refrain from all the efforts to destroy God's city. Arfu is a hifil imperative, second masculine plural, from the root rafa. Notice the final hey of this lamed hey verb has elided or dropped out. We have a hey prefix with a pathok indicating a hifil imperative. This can be translated then as refrain or let alone or stop this tumultuous revolt against the city of God. Speaking to the nations here as the psalmist is concluding the psalm. Or we could say, speaking to all peoples. Ooh is just the conjunction and followed by the cow imperative second masculine plural from the root yada. Notice that in this pei yod verb, the yod has dropped out in this imperative form. So we have two imperatives back to back, the hifil and the cow. The hifil in harfu and the cow in da'u from yada, where the yod has dropped out and we just have da'u. We go on then. Ki anochi Elohim. Ki is just the conjunction meaning that, followed by the personal pronoun anochi, meaning I. This is emphatic, as God is speaking here that I am God, and not any other gods, nor anyone among the gods. Elohim is, of course, the proper name for God, looking again at his transcendence and power. And he says, I will be exalted among the nations. Arum Bagoyim. Arum is a cow imperfect, first common singular from rum, meaning to be lifted up or to be exalted. Followed by Bagoyim. Ba is an inseparable preposition with the definite article indicated by the pathak under the bait. And Goyim is a plural masculine noun from goy, meaning nations. The Lord is going to be king among all peoples, among all the nations. Arum ba'aretz, I will be exalted in the earth. And again, this is a cow imperfect in arum, first common singular, from rum. Again, the ba in ba'aretz is the inseparable preposition with the definite article indicated by the A-class vowel in the comments. So eretz again is a feminine noun meaning earth, and it changes to aretz in pausal form in the next to the last syllable when we are coming to the end of the verse. And so we translate it, refrain and know again that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted upon the earth, or among the earth, or in the earth. And notice the application of this verse to life. Here is an exhortation to the nations to understand that the Lord is sovereign over all nations. He is the King of all kings, and He is destined to be exalted on the earth. We believe that this will be fulfilled when Jesus Christ again returns as the final sovereign and as the final King. I am reminded of the praise hymns in the book of Revelation. In this series of hymns, the Lord's name is being exalted and being praised. For example, in Revelation 5, we are told that Jesus Christ is called worthy as the living creatures and the 24 elders sing their song. Worthy are you to receive the book and to open its seals, because you were slain and you have redeemed to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made them a kingdom to our God and priests, and they shall reign upon the earth. This is followed by the elders and the living creatures singing, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And then finally, all creation that is in heaven and upon the earth and under the earth and upon the sea and all in it, I heard saying, "To the one who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and power forever and forever." This is the destiny of Jesus Christ, who is destined to be exalted among all nations as the final sovereign. Like Psalm 2, the psalmist here is encouraging the nations to understand God's final exaltation on earth, which I believe will see its reality in the return of Jesus Christ as the final King of kings and Lord of lords of all creation when he comes back at his second advent. In verse 12, the psalmist goes on to say a repeat of what had been said above. Adonai Tzevaot Imanu, Misgab Lanu, Elohe Yaakov Selah. The Lord of hosts is with us. A high tower for us is the God of Jacob, Selah. Notice the first few words of this verse, Adonai Tzevaot Imanu. Adonai is the tetragrammaton, that is the four letters of the Hebrew consonants that refer to the Lord, Yod Heh Vav Heh, showing the eternal covenant God of hosts. Tzevaot is speaking again of his power over all the heavenly angels and elements. And we have seen in verse 8 that Imanu is just the preposition followed by the first common plural pronominal suffix suggesting Immanuel. This is translated as "with us." We had said earlier on that this is ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who said, "I am with you always," in Matthew chapter 28. Misgav lanu Elohe Yaakov, a high tower for us is the God of Jacob. Note, Misgav is a masculine singular noun followed by the inseparable preposition of the lamed and the first common plural suffix in nu, in lanu, for us. And Elohe is the proper name for God in construct with Yaakov, that is the God of Jacob. Looking at the great deliverance that God gave to Jacob, which again is repeated and promised here in the psalm, which God promised that he would give to his people in the church. We could translate this then, the Lord of hosts is with us, a high tower for us is the God of Jacob. We have this repetition that we saw in verse 8. One is reminded of the great text of Romans 8, as we have looked at in this psalm. Speaking of Jesus Christ, Paul can say that he is persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things about to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Romans 8, 38 and 39. It was this great psalm that inspired Martin Luther to write the great hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." As we think of the words of the psalm, we can understand Martin Luther writing this hymn with these words, "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled would threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gift are ours, through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever." The glorious hymn of Martin Luther, "A mighty fortress is our God." And certainly we can conclude, as we've looked at this psalm, "How great thou art, O Lord Jesus, our King and our Redeemer."